Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, December 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Wauchula Police Department, even Blitzen knows not to drive blitz. Wauchula Police Department will have extra officers out for the remainder of the year looking for blitz drivers, which will not only put you on the naughty list, but will start your new year with some expensive legal bills. Just do the right thing and have a designated driver before attending the parties and celebrations. That message from WPD. Your local events, Ready, Aim, Fire. It's the Wauchula Kiwanis Club's 26th annual clay shoot happening Saturday, January 15th. Individual registration starts at just $125. It's a 100-shot course. Special prizes will be awarded to the top four-person team, top male, top female, and top youth shooters. You must provide ammunition, eye and hearing protection, and carts if you desire. It all happens at Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch, 330 Clark Road in Lake Placid. Registration is at 7:30 a.m., mandatory safety briefing at 8:30, and the contest begins at 9. For more information or questions, please call Margie Ludden, office number 863-767-8342, or mobile number 863-381-9508. Those numbers again, office 863-767-8342, or mobile 863-381-9508. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Lighthouse Addiction Services is looking for an office manager. A high school diploma or GED is required, and 2 years of office management and 1 year of communication skills are preferred. The Mentor Network is looking for a life skills trainer. Nighttime availability, a high school diploma or GED, and at least 6 months of human services experience is required. And Lakeside Neurologic is looking for switchboard operators. Requirements for this position are a high school diploma or GED, previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school, or other office setting is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 74 degrees out, feels like 74. 50% chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly cloudy. Shade temperature 73 degrees. The maximum UV index is 1 low. Wind southwest at 22 miles an hour with gusts up to 38. Humidity very humid, 85%. Your air quality is excellent. Dew point 69 degrees. Your cloud cover 89%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 1,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes this afternoon. Showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms early, then partly sunny with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Windy with highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, becoming west at 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, clear, lows in the mid 40s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Grocery prices are climbing at their fastest pace since 2008, with beef, pork, and poultry leading the way, up nearly 13% over the last year. Agriculture.com reports the monthly consumer price index shows grocery prices were 6.4% higher, the sharpest 12-month increase since June of 1982. Prices of beef roasts and steaks rose roughly 25%, bacon 21%, and chicken 9.2%. A new growth energy report shows nearly universal compatibility with fuel blended with 15% ethanol among vehicles on the road today. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the report confirms that better access to lower cost E15 could save motorists money on 98% of all miles traveled. The new report shows that E15 is approved for 96% of light duty cars and trucks on the road, nearly 246 million vehicles. Sales growth in both tractors and combines continues in the U.S., while a slowdown in Canada for harvesters brings overall sales slightly below 2020. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers reports U.S. total farm tractor sales climbed 8.7% in November, while combine sales saw a gain of 37.8%, the fourth straight month of growth near or above 20%. For Canada, November was a mixed bag, with tractors climbing 1.3%, but harvesters falling 56.8%, bringing the total tractor and combine sales down 0.7%.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Local and regional growers are getting a major boost to build resilience in the food supply chain. The Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council is one of the recipients of federal grant money to improve the local food supply system. Undersecretary of Agriculture Jenny Moffitt made the announcement, saying this is pretty big.
The most funding for local and regional food system grants ever awarded in a single year by USDA.
Following Hurricane Irma, the Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council and the University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Sciences worked with small and mid-sized growers in Southwest Florida to identify negative impacts on their production capacity and how to make them more resilient. And that led to an agricultural sustainability study that showed how consumers, producers, and retailers all find value in marketing a local brand for agricultural products. The Southwest Florida brand was created. Organizers say this $250,000 expansion grant just announced will help showcase the SWFL food producers and their products. A marketing campaign will expand markets, increase farmer profitability, and promote the local economy throughout a six-county region. The plans will expand consumers' access to farmers' markets and farm stands, as well as community-supported agriculture and farm-to-school initiatives. That's just one example. Undersecretary Moffitt says there is more than $90 million in investment going to projects around the country.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Following yesterday's big sell-off, Wall Street came roaring back this morning, the benchmarks opening sharply higher. Markets in Europe and Asia also rose. Much of the concern over the global outlook driven by the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The Biden administration raising vehicle mileage standards, reversing a Trump-era rollback that loosened fuel efficiency standards. A final rule would raise mileage standards starting in the 2023 model year, reaching a projected industry-wide target of 40 miles per gallon by 2026. We are awaiting word on whether striking Kellogg's workers have accepted or rejected the cereal maker's latest contract offer. Over the weekend, about 1,400 union members voted on the new offer. It includes a cost of living adjustments and a $1.10 per hour raise for all employees. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Three games on the college hardwood last night. Number one, Baylor runs away from Alcorn State, 94-57. Number three, Purdue routes Incarnate Word, 79-59. And fourth-ranked Gonzaga romps over Northern Arizona, 95-49. Defending national champ Baylor still number one in the men's basketball poll, while the six remaining unbeatens continued their rise. Duke stays at number two, Purdue at three, while Gonzaga and UCLA flip-flop their spots, with the Bruins rounding out the top five while being on a COVID-19 pause. Arizona jumped two spots to number six. Providence and Wisconsin entered the top 25, while UConn and Arkansas dropped out. And in women's basketball, UConn's record 16-year run in the top 10 is over. The Huskies fell four spots to number 11 this week, a day after losing to Louisville. This is SRN Sports. In baseball, Mark Kotze replacing Bob Melvin as manager of the Athletics. Kotze takes over the club he played for as an outfielder in four of his 17 major league seasons. Melvin left Oakland to manage the San Diego Padres in late October. Speaking of which, Melvin hired former All-Star third baseman and manager Matt Williams and former manager Brian Price to round out his coaching staff. Williams, best known for his 10 seasons with the NL West rival Giants, will be third base coach. Price, a former manager of the Reds, will be senior advisor to the coaching staff. Four minor league teams that lost their big league affiliations before the 2021 season filed an antitrust lawsuit against Major League Baseball. Parent companies of the Staten Island Yankees, Tri-City Valley Cats, the Norwich Sea Unicorns, and the Salem Keizer Volcanoes accusing the Baseball Commissioner's Office of violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I find the hardest part of skydiving being the ground. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.